Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
So if you say, "I ain't a backbiter, but I listen," you're just as bad. This is evil stuff. See, you become hypocritical if you have secret, quiet whispers about other people, and then that person walk up and you smile, "Oh, God bless you. Glory to God. You such a blessing." And you smiling and you gracious. "Is there anything I can do to help you? What you need, baby?" And just nice. Just showering them with kindness. Overload kindness. And soon they walk and say, "Look at what you got on." "Look at, I can't stand her." Now, this just ain't just women. It's men, too. Okay, so men, don't take you on just, Pastor ain't talking about us today. I'm talking about anybody involved, because I'm dealing with a spirit. I'm not dealing with an individual. I'm not dealing with any person in here on a personal basis. I'm dealing with the spirit behind it. You can't be that way and be authentic and be real.
That's right.
If you're going to be real, be real. And if you have a grievance against somebody, you need to go to that person. You don't need to be telling everybody. Now you're whispering. I'm going to ask you something. Are you a backbiter or a gossiper? Are you a whisperer? Have you been in the company of one? If you have, or if you are, what are you going to do about it? What you going to do? You going to stay? You going to keep doing that? You going to turn your nose up at the message here and then be backstabbing and backbiting on the pastor? I'm probably the most backbit man in the church. Boy, if you'd pull my jacket off and pull my shirt off, I'd have bite marks. I'd have bite marks from the rear up. I'd have shoe prints right here, bite marks all back here on my neck. But you know what? Your backbiting don't bother me. Not one bit. Because I am who I am. I believe what I believe. And I ain't changing for you. I'll change for him. But I ain't changing for you. The Lord can change me. Some people backbite when I tell one of my stories. He go again. Reach over and grab your purse or your Bible. Heard this 1,000 times. That's backbiting. Because you wouldn't say it to my face. Now, if you got the nerve to say it to my face, you ain't a backbiter. But you shouldn't be saying what other people hear, your grunts, your groans, and your moans. You can also tell with body language. You know, you ain't got to say it with your mouth if you hunt somebody. Something go on, you go. Or you hit them. Doing leg action. Head go down. If I preach more than 45 minutes. You the one that need a long sermon. Because you didn't get nothing in the first 45. All that secret stuff. Punching one another during the service. Rolling your eyes. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good." Uh-oh. That which is what?
Good.
Good. Good, good words. That which is good to the use of edifying, building up, not tearing down. That it may do what? Minister grace to the hearer. Our words should minister grace, not destruction, not death, not the curse. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. What the next verse say? And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. You see, corrupt communication grieves the Spirit of God. You can sadden him. You can grieve him. And you don't want to do it. It's not nice to grieve the Holy Spirit. Because he's the one that bring all the goodness in your life. He's the one that manifests Jesus to you. You don't want to mess with him in a bad way. You just want to love the Holy Spirit. You want to work with him and cooperate with him. You don't want to get involved in corrupt communication. But that which is good. So let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, building up. Amen. Backbiting, gossip, whispers, evil speaking, all fall in the category of corrupt communication. Corrupt communication is speaking words that carry death, that promote decay, and that are rotten. Sometimes you can speak rotten speech. It grieves the Holy Spirit. They are deadly poison. Remember James said in James chapter 3, he said that the tongue is full of deadly poison. When you allow your tongue to get involved in corrupt communication, then you're releasing poison into the ears of those that are listening. And you're releasing poison into the atmosphere. Whether you're at work, you start being a disruptive force. You start causing disorder. Whether you're at church, you start affecting the atmosphere with wrong words. And I believe the Lord loves us. He'll just tell us the truth. Yes. Amen. If he say address it, I address it. Amen. They're like deadly poison because they hurt people. Talking about wrong use of words. They kill relationships. You can destroy a relationship with words. You can destroy trust. You can create division. And you can cause a prideful attitude to occur. All of that's bad. There are three major characteristics of a backbiter. The first one is a critical spirit or attitude. A person that's a backbiter has a critical spirit and a critical attitude toward other people. Backbiting, evil speakers, slander, and secret talk about others indicates the development of a critical spirit and an attitude that is manifested by under-the-breath comments, hunches, unnatural eye movements, and facial expressions. I say unnatural. Unnatural eye movement. You know it ain't natural for you to cock your eye. It ain't natural. You know, people don't walk around rolling their eyes. That's unnatural. You got to do that on purpose. Unnatural facial expression. You know, the Bible says it only takes a couple muscles to smile. And I don't know how many hundreds of muscles it takes for you to frown. So when you frown, you had to do it on purpose. Smile is supposed to become natural. It's supposed to be natural to you. That's the easiest thing for you to do, to smile. You can smile while you're talking. So you don't want a critical spirit. You don't want a critical attitude toward other people. You don't want to be making statements, there he go again. There she go again. All that ain't necessary. How you know what's necessary for somebody else? When we're in a church body, how many of you know how many different people we got in here? We all have different experiences during the week. If a person need to run to get their breakthrough, then you shouldn't be rolling your eyes like. Let them run. In fact, you ought to join them. Maybe you'll get a breakthrough helping somebody else. Amen. Right? If somebody needs to shout hallelujah 15 times, then let them shout. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know what they're going through. We have to look for the benefit and the blessing that's in each other. And if running, if dancing, if jumping, if shouting, if it helps you receive, then I'm all for it. Now, I'm not for disorder. I ain't for the devil coming in wrecking stuff. I ain't talking about foolishness. But I'm talking about when people are bearing witness, you shouldn't be getting upset over every little old thing. You shouldn't be overly concerned about what people got on, what kind of hairstyle they got. That ain't none of your business. If you're married, the only person you need to please is your husband or your wife. Amen. What is your business how somebody wear their hair? That ain't none of your business. I hear it. See that? See, I hear it. I hear it. Y'all hear that little chatter going on? Da-da-da-da. See, that's just how it happened. Thank you for the illustration. That's just how it happened. I say something and then... Now, they might have been bearing witness. I'm making fun with them right now. But they helped me with this illustration. See, pastor say something. Soon as you turn around... Turn around, ain't nobody there. Long as I'm standing, everybody. Soon as I turn around. Oh, I feel it. Ooh, Lord. See, why I be so wore out on Sunday evening? We used to go out and eat every Sunday. Or go to my mama's house or something. We go home now. I go straight home. You want something to eat? No. You want to go here? Uh-uh. You want Popeye's? Ain't got time. No. All right, come on. Popeye, that's it. Go home. So Cece, come rub my back. Can you put some lotion on and make it feel better? I'm going to bed too. I feel just like you feel. Both of us been bit on. I'm tired of y'all biting on me. Stop it! I'm tired of y'all eating up her.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the spare.